Oh, it had nothing to do with Times Square.
All right, Easter night, crazy night. Stay out of it.
Just stay indoors on Easter if you are in fucking Manhattan. That's for sure.
Why wouldn't you stay indoors? You got fucking candy. It's a night to stay inside. All right, 866-RON-0-FEZ, 866-RON-0-FEZ, Ron Bennington, Fez Watley, Chris Stanley, and, of course, Eastside Dave MacDonald. Again, he was wrong picking Michigan State over Butler. Butler's in. You were half right over the weekend. Duke is going to a championship game. The game is tonight, Dave?
Yes, sir, Ronnie B.
What time are we looking?
We are looking at 9:07 p.m.
9:07 p.m. Good, because 9 o'clock I'm going to watch fucking 7 minutes of my show. And then I switch over and watch the game.
And you know what? I'd like to take credit for the Duke thing, but I believe I jinxed them as well, because you sent me a text after Butler won, and, you know, Ron basically saying, wow, way to pick him, ice cold. And I replied back to Ron, so now because of that, no way Duke wins. So by me saying to Ron, no way Duke wins, they won the fucking game.
You pulled it off. All right, so you say no way Duke wins tonight?
I am saying no way. In Cinderella 2010, where if it's a Cinderella bracket, you might as well go all out. Butler, Hoosiers 2, they have to win the championship.
Now, there's only one. There's a couple reasons I'd like to see them win. Number one, their coach is 8 years old, and I think that would be fantastic. But two, just to see the New York Post headlines, the Butler did it, I think is, well, worth it.
I mean, has a phrase ever been, you know, that would be perfect.
Yeah. It's great because people are like, who? Where is this school? What are they? Are they a real school? Butler.
I didn't even know where it was until they were like, you know, Butler is only 6 miles from Indianapolis. I'm like, oh, Butler. I always thought they were like a Texan team.
Yeah, I had no idea where they were either. And this is basically a home game for them.
Right.
But suddenly Duke looks fucking ferocious.
Yeah. And they're Butler plays actually in where Hoosiers was filmed and where the actual state finals of 1955 took place.
All right, so you are feeling this positive about it.
Yeah.
It's a fucking runaway right now. And I think Butler's on some crazy win streak, like 25 games.
Yeah, 25.
The last time they lost was to Joe DiMaggio. That's how far back the streak goes.
Well, the thing about it to me, which is so exciting, is you have a great storyline no matter who wins. Because if Coach K gets his fourth ring, he'll only be tied with Adolph Rupp, second behind John Wooden. So you could arguably say Coach K is the greatest modern-day college coach ever.
Yeah, I don't think you even need to argue with. The guy's fucking there.
And then if Butler wins, boom, you have the best Cinderella story maybe of all
time.
And
even after that last Olympics, you had all the fucking coach, all the players going, hey, that Coach K is great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Wish we had him in the pros. Chris, Philly, Ron Fez Show.
Ronnie B., I got two Ichibons.
Then let me do this. Bring it down twice.
All right. Super 5, Donovan McNabb is traded for Redskins.
Doug Williams.
And your fucking Phillies start the season today, Ronnie B. 105, or 305, is it Nationals, I think?
Yeah, it's an afternoon game against the Nationals, so that,
fuck
of
the
course,
Yankees.
The Doug Williams trade gives it even more excitement. Fez Watley, I was in basketball, I was in baseball, you have no time for it, but you are a football man. The Williams trade, you like it, you don't like it, what's the story?
I always hate an inside the division trade, especially when it's your player going to the other team. Then it adds so much, it makes the revenge thing 10 times bigger. I mean, Donovan could say, I'm going to get a fresh start. Well, now he's got to actually try to come back and destroy Philadelphia. I hate the inside division trade.
You would like to put him in a different league?
Yeah, just send him to the AFC.
Put him over the Raiders.
The Raiders would have been perfect. Even the Vikings wouldn't have been bad inside the same conference. But I hate the inside the division one. And I think also with McNabb coming into Washington, I think it makes a better case for my Tebow going to the Redskins pick, where they can wait and just take him in a later round. They don't have to worry about grabbing a quarterback with that first-round pick of theirs.